We're going to explore the shift from toxic charity to transformational giving, providing a framework for intentional philanthropy that focuses on sustainability, accountability, and empowerment. The key to ensure that our giving not only addresses immediate needs, but also creates lasting impact, enables those we serve to stand on their own. A hand up, not a hand out. The first lesson in the healing, not hurting comparison is compassion without clarity is harmful. Giving without understanding can create unintended harm. Compassion, which is a facilitator to the needs, that clarity and intention must be effective. So many nonprofits that I work with build wells and other things to build community, but they are abandoned after a year because no one took ownership of the project. Nobody was developing the skills, the knowledge of who and what, and the desire, although it was there, was left abandoned as well. A nonprofit needs to create a sustainable model of empowerment and ownership by developing the skills and the knowledge and sustaining the desire, or else they all will be abandoned. This is what effective giving is. It's about aligning the compassion with the harmony, clarity, and sustainability by developing skills, knowledge, and desires aligned with the sustainability of the schools, the wells, the water system, whatever it may be, the community centers, not just an emotional response, but a sustainable, progressive system that works within itself. We need to ensure that the giving initiatives align with the long-term solutions, not a short-term fix, not an emotional attachment. We need to ask, is this providing a short-term relief or creating a long-term impact? When we have compassion without clarity, it is harmful. And we must create the systems to create the sustainability, and the systems must develop the skills, the knowledge, and maintain the desires for the long term. What are the signs of a toxic charity? We need to recognize the signs of a toxic charity that is essential to shift towards more impactful giving. When giving becomes enabling, whether it be our children, charity, our schools, our government, it replaces dignity with dependency. It robs individuals of agency and empowerment. So many times we're thinking that we are aligned in the divine, but instead we are creating detours to the divine, interference to the divine by replacing the dignity with dependency. And we rob those individuals of the agency and empowerment that's necessary for sustainability. Intentional giving requires an understanding of the real needs of those being served. It is not about the optics, about the credibility, acknowledgement, and all the other great honors that are bestowed. It has to be about the outcome for the sake of sustainable practices and processes and systems. It can't be the we'll be happy when we build the wells. It's we're building the wells for the sake of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. We need to be conscious of giving and create dependence in that respect. Empowering those that you are helping by fostering the accountability of what am I learning through being responsible? What am I learning through the attraction? What am I learning through the participation in this perception? And am I taking ownership of it? So many times we feel as if we're helping others, but we're robbing them. We're cheating them. We must make sure that the dignity is in place by development of skills, knowledge, and desire, and not rob people of agency or empowerment. Beyond the accountability, beyond the sustainability, there's an energetic and genetic inheritance in giving. The energetics of giving is the value received equals the value perceived. I'll repeat that. The value received equals the value perceived. Giving is not just about the amount you give, but it's how it is received. true value in philanthropy comes from meaningful exchange. Meaningful exchange is the relativity of that exchange. The relativity of anything is based off of perceived value in that exchange. It's not just a one-way transaction. When we do not receive, when we do not ask, we are not giving or we're not given. We are cheating others when we don't receive and don't ask for more, regardless of our circumstances. One of the best ways we can help someone is ask them for help, because it restores the development of the skills, knowledge, and desire, restores the dignity, and give them agency and accountability and ownership in your relationship, in the true infinite loop of giving. It's not just a one-way transaction where so many people just keep giving and never receive or never ask for help themselves. They're robbing the dignity. They're robbing that accountability and empowerment. They're robbing it through dependency. One of the principles that I teach is you can't overgive if you allow others to receive. Because the more you give, the more you're given. And with the perspective of seeking all that we're given, we then are worthy of receiving it. And when we receive by shifting the paradigm by this principle that every time I receive something, I'm giving someone the ultimate joy of giving. Why do so many people cheat others from feeling their best and doing their best and being their best by not receiving what they're offered? Because you can't overgive. Part of overgiving is not only receiving, but asking for more. We need to emphasize the need for an exchange of value and perceived and giving received a value in every charitable effort that we have. There's an alignment necessary, action and adjustment in giving with measurable impact, not emotional rewards. It was interesting because I found myself when I last week received a surprise honor with the Lifetime Legacy Leadership Award at Junior Achievement for 47 years of service in Junior Achievement, that I almost cheated everybody there by not appreciating and receiving it for what it was. There is an emotional ROI that is way more important than the public relations or the PR of it. The sincerity and vulnerability in receiving any honor or receiving any gift or receiving any charity is in its respect a form of giving. We should not even be shy to ask for more. The emotional ROI is more important than the PR. So many people, including myself, the first part of my career in life was all about giving to receive, a trade, a negotiation. And the emotional ROI was always based off of the acknowledgement and recognition. I remember Larry David in his show saying, gosh, if I knew I could give anonymously and everybody would know who I was, I would have done that. Talk about emotional ROI and PR. Impact is so important. Credibility is so important. Emotional connection is so important. But impact is the combination of those reasons for the sake of what? Defining the impact, utilizing a different KPI, what I call the kindness performance indicators. These KPIs will keep you aligned in the infinite loop of giving and the abundant unified system of thought of more than enough of everything for everyone, giving more, being given more, receiving more, and asking for more than more. Understanding the kindness performance indicators, the KPIs, will illustrate a sustainable impact that will empower others through the development of the skills, knowledge, and desire, not the lack of agency and dependency that so many organizations do. We need to shift that focus from the emotional PR to the emotional ROI, utilizing the KPIs, the kindness performance indicators, to track the tangible, the quantitative results of your giving, given, receiving, and asking for more. There's a quantitative analysis, the capability of articulating the quantitative analysis of all that we have given, received, and asked for more to exceed what we are asking for. In its essence, when we receive, we are giving, and when we give, we are receiving. The next lesson is the 5 C's, the transformational charity framework that's been created in order to effectuate the empowerment in the development of skills, knowledge, and desire, aligned with the divine charitable aspects in a harmonious system, abundant and unified in its nature. A transformational approach to charity aligns giving, receiving, and asking for more with a long-term impact to ensure the sustainability and empowerment that we're looking for and the agency and ownership that's necessary. We need to involve the people that are being served in the solution. We need to involve them in the charity to become a partner rather than a handout. It's a hand up. Charity should be about collaboration, coordination, empowerment, not rescue and relief. In order to effectuate this, we need to systematically utilize the 5 C's of transformational charity framework in order to effectuate this development and this agency and ownership to hand up, not hand out, to collaborate, coordinate into a divine direction. The number one C is clarity. Understand the real needs. Do not assume. Everybody knows if you assume, you made an ass out of you and me. So many assumptions are made that this is the type of help that is necessary in order to effectuate what's going to need to be done in the short term and the long term, but they haven't talked to or understood the real needs. So make sure that we have alignment and clarity and balance and focus, a harmonized system of what is actually needed to direct a divine direction towards sustainable impact. Clarity is the number one of the 5 C's. Number two, collaboration. We need to involve those people being served in creating and developing the skills, knowledge, and desires to sustain the village, the community center, the school, the water, the organic farms, the meals, the education, all of the different things that you're doing. You need to involve those being served so that they are accountable and they're learning the lessons. And the lessons will keep on coming until they learn them. The third C is contribution. Contribution ensures everyone is in the infinite loop of giving. Everyone is giving, being given, receiving, and asking for more. Everyone is putting forth time, effort, voice, value, emotion. Everyone is involved in the collaborative efforts and the contribution that occurs from that in this infinite loop of giving. The fourth is capacity building, capability building, development. Funding solutions that outlast your financial support. In Africa, and the work that we're doing with the Unstoppable Foundations, there's a merry-go-round philosophy where in each village, everybody puts in $1, which is about 1/30th of their monthly income, so that someone can get a windfall so that they can buy a bricklaying machine, a cow, goats, or some other sustainable mechanism to build economy of scale. To fund solutions that outlast your initial investment, your initial financial support. Capacity building is one of the key components in the 5 C's that will create the sustainable impact that you're looking for, not a short-term rescue or relief. And then finally, coming from the author of Connected to Goodness, and if anybody would like my book, Connected to Goodness, I'll be happy to sign it to you, send it to you, pay for shipping in the book, but it's connection. Connection. We need to figure out what we're doing to interfere with our connection. So many times we have the right intention, but the wrong attention, or the right attention and the wrong intention to the connection that's necessary, and we are just interfering with it. We need to focus on building these relationships through the 4 other C's, not just providing rescue and relief. We need to understand, what are we doing to interfere with the infinite energy and information and abundance that can exist, does exist, and will exist of what we can become. It is the 5 C's that create a transformational charity framework to facilitate through clarity, collaboration, contribution, capacity building, and connection. The next lesson in the understanding is a case study of toxic versus transformational charity. There's so many real life examples that highlight the difference between charity that perpetuates dependency and charity that builds independency. All the examples of how we empower others to effectuate the impact that we are looking for within the context of a charitable cause or our purpose. Toxic is donating your shoes every year that ends up killing the local cobbler's business. That's a toxic charity. Transformational charity is providing microloans and mentoring that fosters local entrepreneurship, including the cobbler. We so often have good intentions, but bad implementation, providing the empowering tools to develop the skills, knowledge, and desire for the sustainable future is far greater than the short-term beliefs of giving away your shoes. We need to reframe giving into the infinite loop of giving, given, receiving, and asking for more, from a savior to a servant leader, transforming ourselves from some egotistical acknowledgement or benefit into a servant leader, knowing I'm either humble or I'm about to be. And the recognition is my ability to liberate others by liberating myself through the freedom of giving and receiving and asking for more. This is what will shift charity from relief to sustainable results. We need to reframe our charity to focus on creating self-sufficiency and sustainability. We need to engage with the communities to build the long-term solutions and fund the long-term solutions by developing the skills, the knowledge, and desire in the long-term rather than temporary relief, temporary rescue, and fixes. The question arises in this training on how entrepreneurs and leaders can give with intention and that definiteness of purpose that Napoleon Hill so eloquently describes and empowers us with. Entrepreneurs and leaders have a unique ability to influence and drive meaningful relativity, meaningful change through intentional giving. We need to shift from being a check writer to a change architect and leverage the business acumen and financing in philanthropy. Business strategies can enhance philanthropic efforts exponentially. Revenue should fund results, not just create goodwill. I'm going to repeat that. Revenue should fund results, not just create goodwill. Let's adopt the make a lot, help a lot, have a lot of fun approach to giving. In the mission of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun, the commissions will follow. We need to create processes and systems and frameworks to track the growth, the independence, and the measurable impact as the primary metric for success. Understanding that those are the sustainable measurements, the quantitative measurements that will handle the time, emotion, and value and the change that's necessary. Become a conscious contributor. A conscious contributor. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just walk the walk and talk the talk, but be a conscious contributor. True giving in the infinite loop of giving involves the empowerment, sustainability, and accountability that ensures that those you can help eventually can stand on their own. We are not going to move forward until we figure that out, or else we are just wasting our efforts, our time, our emotion, and our value. When we give with the intention and pay attention to the impact, it will outlive any financial support ever giving and create lasting change. Empowering others to become independent, liberating others with the light of independence is the highest form of giving. And our goal should be for them to never need our help again, but able and capable of helping others. Knowing the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for directions or help someone get to where they want to be. It's that simple. We need to reflect, remind, and recollect on whether our giving is solving the problem or is it prolonging it. It's a simple question, difficult result. Ask, are we doing this for them or with them? Are we doing this for them or with them? It's also great parenting advice. Use the T's for harmony. Use our time, our talent, our treasure, and our truth in harmony for the greatest impact. It's the time, talent, treasure, and truth that will allow us to harmonize the personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values necessary to empower and develop the skills, knowledge, and desire to sustain success and impact. Time, talent, treasure, and truth are great pillars to contribution, to charity. When we look at the signs of toxic charity, the genetics and energetics of giving where value received equals the value perceived, understanding the five C's and the transformational charity framework that we've created, looking at the comparative nature of toxic versus transformational in the development and sustainability compared to the temporary relief or rescue, understanding how all of us as entrepreneurs and leaders can give not only our attention, but our intention to what really matters by taking the make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun approach. We need to become conscious contributors with empowerment, sustainability, and accountability to stand on our own, create lasting change. In this idea of transformational giving, it goes beyond the act of giving. It's the infinite loop, the abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to, where we give more, we're given more, we receive more, and we ask for more than more. Why? So we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. Instead of living in a zero-sum game of a short-term charitable respect, we now live in a world of more than enough of everything in a sustainable model of giving for long-term impact for others to empower others to empower others. But we need to recognize the signs of toxic charity and applying the 5-3 framework with clarity, collaboration, contribution, capacity building, connection. We can move from the simple and the simple offering from temporary relief to creating lasting, sustainable change. Entrepreneurs and leaders have the unique ability to drive this shift, turning philanthropy into a powerful tool for long-term impact as we reflect, remind, and recollect our own giving to let our own ask. Are we solving a problem or are we prolonging it? Let's aim to give with attention, intention, clarity, balance, focus, and harmony to sustain, to ensure our efforts to create a better, a more empowered future for those we serve. So many times we have good intentions and bad results. We need to heal the process of sustainable giving, not hurt it. We need to understand the attention and the intention behind real impact, knowing what we pay attention to and what we give intention to will equal the coincidences, the coinciding, the consequences, results, and the outcomes that we desire for a sustainable empowerment and a development of skills, knowledge, and desire. And I promise you, if you can do that, you will be happy. And if you are happy, that will make me happy. This has been the Healing, Not Hurting, the Intention Behind Real Impact Training with the Napoleon Hill Institute. We're here every Wednesday, and we are blessed to be here with the greatest institution to empower others, the incredible Napoleon Hill. Check out Think and Grow Rich. Check out Outwitting the Devil. Check out the 17 Principles of Success. Join us every Wednesday, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like the guides, the exercises, the books, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.